First Sergeant Jack Ford rose to his feet and double-timed it toward his runners. Only three of the four stood there, gape-mouthed as a second tank slowly rumbled into view behind the first.
Where's the other guy?
He stopped in front of them.
I said, where the fuck is the other runner?
Roy's gone. I think we should go too.
Ford smacked him on the head. That got the attention of the other two runners.
Keep it together, you two. Spread the word. No one waste their shots on the tanks. It won't do any good. When I give the order to fire, I want headshots only on the medis. Every shot counts. Clear?
What's a medi?
Ford turned him and pointed behind the three tanks that were in view now and to the 50 to 75 dead things walking behind each one of them.
Those things that are going to eat that dumbass redneck brain right out of that head of yours. One shot, one kill. Go! Go!
Ford gave the man a shove, and the other runner turned and followed him down the hill.
You!
Ford pointed to the last man.
Sir!
Ford turned, seeing Caleb coming up behind him.
We got a problem!
Caleb did not stop in front of Ford, but ran right past him towards the other side of the hill.
Stay!
Ford turned away from the last runner and followed Caleb. As the two passed the mortar team, Ford stuck a thumb out towards Alvarez.
Alvarez! Target the lead medic group and fire!
Jack Ford stopped beside Caleb on the opposite end of the hill and followed his gaze to the 15 or 20 refugees making a run for their lives away from the hill and the tanks. They ran, disorganized and wild, alone and in small groups, in every direction away from the coming onslaught.
Damn it!
The two helicopters moved up to the wood line in front of the escaping refugees and turned to their sides, exposing their machine gunners. Just like from the previous night, one of them opened up with a warning, stitching a salvo of high-caliber rounds 10 yards in front of the fastest man. Several of the refugees stopped. A couple of smarter ones even turned around and started back towards cover. But most, overcome by fear, only ran faster, figuring they had better odds against the two helicopters than several tanks and a couple of hundred medis. Both helicopters straightened and then came forward directly towards the escapees. 70-millimeter tubes jutting from the sides of the vehicles flashed rapidly as small anti-personnel Mincer missiles were unleashed, sending a deadly rain of flechettes towards the exposed group. Most of them disappeared as the ground beneath them erupted. Dirt, tall weeds, and torn clothing, and large chunks of human parts were launched high into the air. The couple of people that were far enough away from everyone else to be spared from the onslaught immediately turned in a mad dash to get back to the hill, but the warnings were over. The gunships quickly turned, circling back to the wood line. The side gunners opened up on the survivors in the field as they passed. Ford looked back to Caleb.
Anyone your people can't control are gonna end up like that. Now get down there, contain those civilians, and get ready for a fight.
Caleb turned to go man his post.
Light the tires. Let's at least make it harder for the choppers.
Caleb gave a nod and continued his way down the hill as Ford returned to the mortar team.
Alvarez! Corporal!
Miguel turned to see First Sergeant Ford standing just outside of the mortar enclosure, pointing towards the tanks.
Get your fucking head out of your ass and fire on those goddamn medics!
Miguel looked to his team and pointed toward the road and the large line of five tanks, each of them trailed by about 75 medis. Three were still on the road in a line, moving at a slow crawl so that the shuffling dead things could all keep up. As Miguel watched, one of the medis behind the lead tank stumbled and fell, only to get caught under the tread of the tank behind it, crushing the thing to an unrecognizable dark, wet stain in the road. The other two tanks turned right, moving off of the road and right through the fence, marching medis through the field.
Ready around!
Miguel adjusted the elevation on the mortar. He took one last look out towards the field.
Fire! Fire!
He ducked down. Miguel quickly raised his head to gauge his shot. It took a few long seconds, but finally there was a small explosion of dirt and smoke several feet to the side of the lead tank. Shrapnel chipped the paint off of the side of the armored vehicle, and two medis behind went down behind it, either from coincidence or from catching shrapnel in the legs or head. In 10 seconds, the medis would be walking right over the impact point.
Ready another round!
Miguel held a hand up. Small arms fire had started up sporadically from down the hill, and for every three or four shots fired, a medi stumbled or even fell. The walking dead things did not flinch. They did not try to cover. They just followed the light and the noise that the tanks made, slowly surrounding the whole hill. Miguel dropped his arm.
Fire!
The mortar hit its mark directly into the ranks of the dead. A pocket of a dozen or so medis fell, flew, or were knocked back.
Again! Again!
The mortar team suddenly began scrambling up and out of the enclosure. Miguel looked up to see both attack helicopters racing straight in his direction through the inky black smoke from the rubber tires below. He was up and out in an instant, bounding forward and diving behind the huge steel box, just as the machine guns from the attack choppers opened up, raining hot steel in and around the mortar enclosure. They flew over the hill and kept heading east as refugees and soldiers alike fired on them with their shotguns and deer rifles. The tanks stopped moving. They had completed a rough circle around the whole of the hill and now sat menacingly, letting the infected slowly catch up to them. The dead immediately began surrounding the tanks, pounding on the sides of them, gnawing at the metal, and making pitiful attempts to try to climb up them. Suddenly, all at once, the strobes on top of the machines went dead. Only the most experienced hunters and soldiers had hit anything at this distance, and only luck brought the occasional headshot. Some, in their fear, had already expended their ammo altogether. Miguel took the time to check the mortar, which lay on its side in the bullet-ridden enclosure. There were clear dents on the tube where a couple of lucky rounds from the helicopters had found their mark. It was unusable. He found his way back to Ford, who stood beside the steel box, observing the tanks.
What's happened, Top? Why'd they stop?
I don't know.
Then, as if to answer the question, the steel box beside them suddenly came to life.